Powered by Riverside.
Welcome to the Vehicle City Sound Podcast. This is volume 2026, episode number 12. Our drop date is Thursday, March 19th, 2026. I'm your host, C. Willie, joined again this week by the wonderful and talented
Porter Peep. And what an exciting show we have this week.
You're seeing a lot of faces here. This is the band, and I want to make sure I'm pronouncing this properly. Ardennes?
Ardennes.
Yes.
Ardennes.
I completely butchered that, and I'm sorry.
It's all right.
Does everybody else.
It's all butchered.
Yeah, everybody has at one time or another. Okay. So who all do we have here? Why don't you, Andrew, if you want to start us out.
Sure. I mean, I'm Andrew, bassist and orchestrator, I guess. So one of the orchestrators of the band. I was the OG member. Started technically back in like 2021, I think. Picked up some pieces or put together pieces from a previous band I was in, and just been kind of rolling since then. Came up with the name back then with one of our previous singers, and yeah, here we are 5 years later, and we actually are putting music out finally.
Yeah. It takes a little bit of time to make that happen.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like I've been through every single guitar player in the state of Michigan at one point. So.
Liz, why don't you let us know what you're doing with it?
Hi, I'm Liz. I am the vocalist and hopefully soon a little bit of the songwriter.
All right. And Ian?
Ian Fisher, play drums. And various percussion, the ball story, just hitting things.
All right, Harrison.
I'm Harrison. I play guitar and also cause disturbances in public occasionally.
I feel like I'm the teacher calling roll and that started the class.
Bueller.
Here.
Bueller.
Dom?
Dominic, I'm also the newest member here out of everybody, but I am the keyboardist, piano player.
All right. And Leo?
Hi, I'm Leo. I'm the one of the two lead guitarists. You've already said hi to the other one. I do the guitar thing. Yeah, hell yeah.
All right, all right. Well, we had a little opportunity talking before we started rolling all of this. And one of the things that I have absolutely loved about your band is this dramatic stadium sort of sound that you have. And it's a big sound and a big presence that you guys have there on stage. And you're telling some really incredible stories with your music. Talk to us a little bit about that. How did that all develop? Over time, you say you were just now we're starting to put some things out. How does that what's the story look like at this point?
I mean, in terms of like the writing the music itself, obviously, I mean, we're all influenced for the most part, a lot of the same stuff, a lot of the old school metal, a lot of the, you know, I'm a big power metal guy, all the Sabatons and the Nightwishes and Camelots, and then we have all the thrash and the black metal influence and all the progressive influence and all kind of came together.
Quarter Peep is very fired up about that.
Keep talking.
Right.
And you say you came together in 2021, or at least that's when the foundation occurred. How have people joined over the course of time?
Okay, so I guess I'm the only, like, original member. The next would have been Ian, who was in, like, summer 22 of roughly, the end of the summer that year.
Yeah, around that August.
Yeah, and then I was working with I think, two other guitar players at the time who were no longer in the band. And then around, like, October, November that year, I think that's when Leo came in.
Maybe. I have no remembrance. They abducted me. They just say, yeah, you're in now. Showed up to my house. Put a bag over my head.
And there was even another guitar player we had after Leo, who was only there for a short period of time.
I think we had two guitarists after me. I've outlived them both.
Yes. The one who was the longest. And then in what? 24? Harrison.
I want to tell a brief blurb about that because it is very endearing. Basically, I've been playing for, you know, like 12-ish years now, but never took it seriously until like the last couple years where I was like, okay, I'm going to lock in. Like, and then I would just remember being in the kitchen around that time complaining about like, man, I want to do music, but like, I don't have a band. I don't know what to do. And my girlfriend's like, why don't you just like figure out how to join a band? I'm like, that makes sense. So I went on BandMix, but immediately got in touch with Ian, and we had a phone call that was like the most immediate, like past the vibe check, where within 5 minutes we were just getting excited, yelling band names, and like I'm like, okay, I think this is a good vibe, and then drove out, and then the rest is history.
All right,
it's a good memory.
that's awesome, and that's kind of the chemistry that you all have.
Yeah, I would say so. I mean, we all mesh well pretty good. We all have a similar sense of humor and musical interest and whatnot. So it was, for this type of music, it was so hard to find people interested in doing this type of stuff. Because most people are interested in doing, like,
metal hardcore.
Scream stuff. Yeah. And so it was like I found literally almost every single individual person in this state who was trying to do the same type of stuff. We got very lucky.
Liz, is it a challenge for you being the female in the band, and yet you're the one delivering on those vocals?
I think it's not hard. I also have my own solo project, so I have experience being a vocalist and being the front person of a band.
Mm-hmm.
I do love, though, bringing all of their ideas to life. They push me, that's for sure. They push my vocals, which is a good thing, because I've grown a lot knowing all of them.
You bet.
But it is powerful.
Yeah. Well, and the music is just that. It is powerful.
Go
right ahead, Harrison.
I was going to say, I think everybody kind of pushes each other, and that's like one of the big strengths. I know there were a couple nights when I was first learning all the material, because like the later joins, like for us, pretty much everything was like written, even when I joined. And there were some nights where I wanted to put my guitar through a wall, just trying to learn parts that Leo wrote. But at the end of the day,
like, I write like an asshole. Excuse my language.
Now it's almost like I have a different perspective on it. It's like, yeah, okay, like that. I'm gonna try that. Like, and it's just we're constantly like pushing it, and it's like a difficult genre to play too. So everybody's got to be like on their A game. You got all these progressive, like fast power metal elements and stuff, and it's just you're shifting gears on a dime, especially like with some of the guitar parts Leo writes. So. But I think that's one of the big things that kind of like ties everybody together.
Well, and that's how you grow. Yeah, that's what keeps things moving forward and keeps things fresh. So tell us about the first one that we've got queued up here, which is Dance with Destiny. I'm real interested. I love this song. Real interested in hearing the backstory on this.
Yeah, so this is a song. This song is actually, we are releasing it officially on the 7th, coincide with this new show we got coming up. So this is a sneak peek for everybody.
All right.
This one I started writing on. These videos are actually still, I think, on my Facebook page. But I started writing several of these songs for this album back during 2020, 2021, during lockdown. So this initially started back then when I had Ian and Leo come into the band. They reworked some things, and it is how it turned out. So
Super.
This is really good. This
yeah,
is
let's
really,
give
really
this
good.
One a listen. This is Dance with Destiny. Absolutely amazing. Just some amazing talent, you guys. It's just, it's so much fun to listen to that.
Appreciate
so
it.
Much fun.
Thank you.
Dance with Destiny. And Andrew, tell me one more time, how do I properly say the name?
Ardennes.
Yes. Ardennes. I'll get it. Before, by the time the show is done, I'm going to get it.
You'll get it. You'll get it.
Some people pronounce the S sound like, I think, properly it's supposed to be silent, but I pronounce the S, so it's like,
for it's the French, right? I just work here.
Belgium. For the first, like, for the first, like, several months of the band, I called it Ardennes, and no one corrected me.
Yes, it's like the Ardennes Forest, where, like, the Battle of the Bulge took place, so I just thought it was a cool name.
There
that's
you go.
What I think. I think of like the Viking eras, you know, like people are just, you know, hey, I'm protecting, or this is what's going on. That's, yes, I agree.
All right. Well, we are going to take a quick break. We are going to come right back with Ardent. The Vehicle City Sound Music Podcast has a single purpose: offer a platform for the promotion of independent artists. We're a weekly show featuring guests from throughout the United States and Canada. And we're proud to say we are winners of the Best Independent Radio Station from the Michigan Music Awards and a 2025 Josie Music Awards nominee for Best Podcast or Music Radio Show. If you're interested in being a guest on VCS, feel free to contact us at vehiclecitysound.com. Welcome back to the Vehicle City Sound Podcast. We have just a fantastic band with us tonight, Ardent. And tell us, especially with all of this talent that you have, what does the creative process look like? How do you rein all this in your writing?
Well, it's taken us 5 years. It's a lot of process.
Yeah.
So much process.
Folders and folders and folders of different versions of songs. And
Yes.
And mainly, at least for when I'm writing, it starts on one of these here. Usually where I start writing. It comes out just in the hands, just, you know, sitting in silence, come up with something. And then just, you know, over a, month or so, I'll piece it together and then I'll have a structure, record it to like some temporary MIDI drums just to keep things locked in. And then I send it to each of the members to do their parts. Now for this first album, like 99% for the most part outside of Harrison's solos were written by us three, me, Leo, and Ian here. And yeah, just a couple of years of going back and forth on that, and then adding the sample orchestral instruments samples over top of everything, and
it's
a lot of smashing this particular keyboard here.
Yes.
Oh no!
But it sounds so complicated. You know, there's so many different moving parts in your music. It must be satisfying to hear a little bit of your own piece in all of these songs. I'm sure you can pick out, yeah, this is my part. This is what I did. And then doing that singularly, but having it all come together in such amazing music. I mean, congratulations. It's just, it's awesome what you guys are doing.
Thank you. Thank you. Shout out to Ian for the breakdown. He wrote the breakdown.
I did.
He's not getting enough credit for that.
You can hear his voice.
Yeah.
As well. It's him screaming.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. He's our resident voice actor, grunter. I think even the little sword clanging was his extra parts from his drum kit that we were hitting with like pencils or some shit.
Yeah.
Are you serious? That's awesome.
Just find whatever's lying around to make sound with it.
Yeah.
How interesting that. The next one that we have queued up is Seals of Fate, another phenomenal song. Tell me a little bit about this
one. First song of the album.
First, yeah. Well, technical track two, if you count the overture.
Oh, yeah. Well, overture, but.
Chapter one. Yeah. So this song, this was not the first song I've ever written, but these was the first one. This one actually started in 2017.
Oh, wow.
There was a very different, middle section of the song, completely different. And then one of the previous guitar players I was working with back in, 2019, 2020, we kind of broke it down and rewrote some parts. But, yeah, this song goes all the way back to 2017, which I still have the original recordings for, which are absolutely terrible. So one day we might release them as a little fun bonus thing or something. But yeah, 2017 started, and then yeah, just evolved into what it is now. We very happy.
All right. All right. Well,
13.
Let's give this one a listen.
You were 13.
I think Seals it was 13 in 2017.
Mm. Arden, Seals of Fate. Did you think in 2017, when you were writing this, that you would have a song released now that actually is playing into the issues of the day? You know, you think about what's going on these last couple of days, and we're recording this right around the 1st of March, so folks that know what's happening in our political landscape, this song really encapsulates a lot of what's happening.
Yeah, I mean, human issues, not necessarily like real world events, but obviously, I mean, throughout all of history, people have dealt with all sorts of horrible things, you know.
No question. And
yeah, we you know, incorporate those kind of concepts into this fictional story that this album centered around.
The root of all fantasy is a little bit of realism.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Truth. And Liz, just absolutely incredible vocals.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that's powerful. Just powerful. Hey, we are going to take a quick break. We'll come right back on the other side.
Can't take your purse into the show? Here's a safe and convenient alternative, Wallet Buckle. They're super stylish, convenient, and very safe. Go to walletbuckle.com and check them out. And if you enter the coupon code QUARTERPEEP, you get 15% off your order. That's walletbuckle.com.
Welcome back to the Vehicle City Sound podcast. We are with Arden, enjoying the evening, enjoying the amazing music. Where do people find you?
Well, we've got Instagram, I think, is Arden's Arden's official. And that's, I believe, the TikTok as well.
Yeah.
And then we've got, I think it's Arden's Band on Facebook. That's a Facebook page.
You can also find us on Spotify.
Yeah, works better. Every streaming service, too.
Yeah, every streaming service, probably.
Super. YouTube. And you've got a couple of shows coming up. Now, knowing when we're recording this one, you've got a benefit that we're doing on the 7th of March. But tell us about the next two. You got one at the Diesel on the 21st?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that is a power prog type show with a bunch of power bands, some progressive stuff, bands doing that. This is like the fourth time we've played the Diesel. We have a great time every time we play the Diesel. So shout out to the Diesel.
Great venue. Yeah,
absolutely. Pretty awesome.
Always reliable.
Yes.
And then
yes.
May 23rd, we'll be at Ghost Light in, I believe, Hamtramck, which is going to be a new venue for us. So.
Yeah.
Super. Well, we'll absolutely be pushing that on our website and our socials, and hopefully we'll get out a chance to get out and see you.
That'd be awesome.
Thank you. Happy to have you.
Love to meet you.
So the last one that we've got queued up, and another one of your songs, I love this, The Traveler's Tale. Tell us a little bit about this one.
So this is another one that I had began writing during COVID. And again, you can find my original video of just like the bass and drums for this on my Facebook if you dig deep enough in there. probably like 2020, 2021, I started writing this. And it was actually this song, once the chorus that was written, which was written by a previous singer, I kind of took that, what she did for this song and Seals, and I was like, well, what if I could make these like two parts of some story and then like fill in the rest? And that's how this kind of concept album started in this story.
So then he wrote so much story that now we have two albums worth.
Possibly releasing a book for all of this at some point in
the
far-off future. So that's in the works.
As a side note, I want to talk about the look. This is something that was never planned, but it's a phenomenon that came up from playing this live. And you'll hear there's a part during the solo where the rhythm guitar does this like, and there's like, I think I do a pinch harmonic or something on there. And that was like one of the first things where I was kind of struggling with the timing or whatever. And that was like the first moment I can remember when I joined the band where I nailed it. And then Ian gave me like a look or whatever while we're all playing. And every time I do that now, no conversation was had beforehand. We just instinctively do this. I always whip my head over and we make a face and look at each other like, bah, bah, bah. And it's just, it never fails. Every time I check, he's always locked in. He's already like, he's like, yeah, I know.
Oh, that's great.
I don't know why, but it's a tradition now. So,
well, we're going to have all the crowds watching for it now, too.
Yeah.
All right, let's give this one a listen. This is The Traveler's Tale. The Traveler's Tale from Arden. And I've got to hand it to you. I said this, and I'm not overhyping at all. The talent is absolutely incredible. There's so many intricacies in your songs. This is one of the most complicated yet put together groups I think we've had on the show. You guys are incredible.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Goal of mine from the beginning was to just, like, I want to say be better than everybody else, but Frost is the best way to put it.
Yeah. Honestly, you know, I think that's really what grabbed me. Being, like, the newest person here, honestly, I knew very little when I was, like, invited to join the band, right? But the moment that I got to listen to some of the music that had already been put together, I was like, you know, I want to be a part of this. This is definitely something that, like, you know, gels with me. And you can tell it has so much thought, and it's not just, like, you know, the most, you know, it's not just thrown together.
Yeah.
So it's, yeah, it's great
stuff. We put our blood, sweat, and beer into it.
It's one thing to make something complex, but it's another to do it, you know, tastefully. And I think all of us have tried to pursue that goal as much as we can. Like, how can we make things flow? How do we make it feel a certain way? And how do you make this part impact you? And how does the other one feel nice and blissful? It's like, it's that delicate balance that all six of us are somehow able to find, and I'm just grateful to be a part of it.
Well, you're certainly nailing it. All of you are. And it's been a pleasure and an honor for us to have you on the show. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having us. Our first interview.
Yeah. You're our first interview.
Okay. All right. Hey, Quarter Peep, who do we have coming up?
Yeah, next week we have Blue Sky.
Oh, looking forward to having her back on the show. That's going to be a lot of fun. That is a wrap on this one, folks. We were truly blessed to be joined by Arden tonight. Thank you so much, folks. Appreciate having you here. For those of you following along at home, if you want to know where we're going to be and what we've got going on, vehiclecitysound.com is the website. If you know more bands like Arden who you would like us to have on the show, give us an email at vehiclecitysound@gmail.com. We love hearing from you. And
check out Defect.
And that too.
Shout out Defect.
Leo.
My fault.
Hey, folks, thank you so much for joining us. And hey, everybody, do good things.